Hey everybody, welcome to the Dim Mach Project podcast. This is the first of many podcasts coming up that will be surrounding the release of the new book on the Dim Mach Project. First, a tiny little bit of information on what the project is about. Many, many years ago, I became interested in self-defense against a knife. Because I was not, even when I started, and I was never interested in the tournament scene, even though I did compete for about 8 years. I didn't enjoy it. To me, I could not relate how that had anything to do with self-defense. Right? I couldn't even imagine it in my head. I couldn't. I could play off a couple of rounds in a ring, Taekwondo style, but I couldn't correlate that to street defense because I had been involved in street defense before, and the two just didn't gel with me. So I started to pursue the more self-defense aspects of Hapkido, and doing some knife work. I thought I was getting pretty good at knife work, and then I met a gentleman in the year 2000 by the name of Dan Meadows, who kind of opened my eyes to the fact that there was a little bit more to the knife defense than I had originally thought that there was. And from that point in time, I started to pursue it a little bit more and started working with someone who first teaches. He's no longer teaching martial arts, self-defense system anymore, so I'm not going to mention his name so nobody bothers him. But he taught initially to use the knife on someone who's attacking you unarmed and you have a knife, and then someone who's attacking you with a knife and you have a knife, and then finally we get into the raw, just unarmed against the knife. And it was fascinating because I realized all the things that I didn't understand about using it, about defending against the knife, because I really didn't know how to use one properly. And then many, many discussions with a friend who is a certified firearms guy, and my Kyushu instructor Steve Stewart over time, that to understand how a gun is going to behave in a self-defense situation, you also need to understand even more how you're going to use one if you have the opportunity to use one, because you can't block a punch if you've never punched, right? Well, you can't block a punch anyway, really, but you can go the way. But that's generally the direction it goes in. So, and here we are in a pressure point study, and I will quite often get comments and questions over the years, many years, about could this combination kill someone? Right? And it made me realize that the question itself showed a lack of teaching in the various systems around. There should be no question in someone's mind as to how much damage could be done with certain combinations and certain strikes and certain points. And there's an old martial arts saying that goes, before you learn to hurt someone, you need to learn how to heal them first. Really, I think that it's actually the opposite. Right? I think that the more you learn about destruction, the more you appreciate healing. Right? The more you learn about healing, you don't give any regard to destruction. And there does have to be a balance. It's one of the reasons we have Qi development courses and teaching healing, is because we are teaching destruction as well, and people need to be well-rounded. But the idea of the Dim Mach Project is that I am going to go into a tremendous amount of detail as to how death can occur with the use of pressure points. This does worry me to some extent, and like right now I'm offering a pre-sale on the book. The book's going to list at $197. I don't know how long it will be. It doesn't matter how long it is. It's the information that matters. I'm not Stephen King. I don't write novels. I write technical books, right? They're to the point. you don't need 10 pages of my side story like I will do in an audio or in a video. You need the information. But I'm doing a pre-order sale on it for $25. It still makes me a little bit uncomfortable. So far, the people who have purchased it, I have no issue with. I'm not sure how long I'm going to offer that pre-order. One of the reasons for the high price is there's a barrier to learning it. Actually, the truth is, when I do a pre-order, that I'm putting up a barrier for people to learn it as well. Because I'm getting the people who are truly interested in the knowledge, putting up their hands going, yeah, I can't wait. And they get a deal for the fact that they act quickly. And there's all the people that go, it really won't be that expensive anyway, so I'm gonna wait. He's just doing that to sell them at $25. They'll probably be $26 when they come out, so I'm just gonna wait. And no, that's not true. See, if I never sell one of them other than the pre-order, I'm okay with that. But that the pre-order, the gesture that someone makes pre-ordering something tells me they're a serious student and not just a hothead. Right. So it helps me to really see who the good students are, and that makes me feel a little bit more comfortable with this type of material. Now the DIMMOC project will be more than just the one book. I don't know after I'm done this exactly where I'm going to go with it. I don't know if I'm going to do video series to go with the book, or exactly what I'm going to do. It won't be an online course or anything like that. It would be a one-shot video series if I did it. But we'll just have to see. Anyways, if you're interested in the DIMMOC project, there is a link below. You can go take a look for more information. If you're thinking about pre-ordering it, depending on when you hear this, don't wait too long. I will probably put a clock on it in the next little while to give people notice that, hey, when this is done, it's done. I'm taking one book off of pre-order in about right about the middle of this month, because it's keeping track of stuff like that's a pain in the neck, and I'm getting really, really busy. Anyways, that's it for this first podcast. I will be back later on with the second installment and a little bit more information about what's going on with this project. Have a great day, guys. Ciao.